ABC Listen.
Gardening Australia Junior.
Oh, Millie, Xavier, what's wrong?
We planted this carrot and it's dying.
Its leaves are all droopy, Costa. Oh,
look, we can't have you crying in the veggie patch. This is a happy place. Let's have a look.
I wanted it every day.
I wanted it every day too.
Well, that's our problem. My Gardening Australia Junior crew have overwatered you, carrot friend.
Oh, no!
We just need to let the little guy dry out for a while. You better dry those tears or the carrot might cry too.
Plant can cry?
Yep, they sure can. Now, let me sprinkle a little bit of my compost around our soggy mate to give him an extra boost.
Oh, Costa, I think that's too much compost.
You're sprinkling it through the whole veggie patch.
A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there, makes the real world disappear. All it touches will grow tall, and you will seem so very small.
Whoa! Are we shrinking?
No, the veggie patch, it's growing and growing
and growing. Is it just me, or is that broccoli an actual tree now?
And that tomato is as big as a hot air balloon.
It's all thanks to my magic compost.
Your compost's magic?
All compost is powerful. It's made from food and plant scraps that break down into sprinkly stuff that helps gardens grow. But my compost is extra special.
I don't want to be surrounded by colossal carrots. I promise I'll eat my veggies every night if you make everything back to normal.
Relax, relax. The compost wears off after a few minutes. In the meantime, we can explore the answer to your question. Do plants cry?
Why is he whistling?
Is that a hang glider?
It's a butterfly. A cabbage white butterfly, to be precise. Look at her wide white wings and her long antennae. I call her Brittany the butterfly.
Hi, Brittany.
Usually I wouldn't be welcoming Brittany into a veggie garden. She lays eggs that turn into crop-munching caterpillars. But today, she's going to help us find some crying plants.
Brittany might make me cry. No offence, but she's kind of freaky.
No, she won't hurt you. Climb up on her back. She's going to take us for a ride.
If you say so. Ooh, her wings are soft and her body squishy.
Come on, Xavier. You can hold onto my shoulders if you're worried.
All right. One, two, three.
Three, two, one. Fly, Brittany!
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Costa, is this safe?
Wow! The veggie patch looks like a vegetable city.
Ha-ha! We have a butterfly's eye view.
Speaking of eyes, my eyes are watering.
Let's land on that carrot top.
Are your eyes okay?
Yeah, just wiping away some tears.
They're not sad tears, are they?
Nah, I think it was just the wind making my eyes water.
Ah, a bit like this carrot.
Huh?
See all the domes of water on the leaves?
Whoa, they look like enormous solid bubbles.
You'd hardly even notice these itty-bitty droplets if the carrot was regular sized.
Where did the water come from?
It's kind of like plant tears.
See? I told you we made the carrot sad.
No, they're not sad tears. This is actually called guttation.
Guttation?
That's it. Some people get guttation mixed up with dewdrops, but it's a bit different. Dew is formed from moisture in the air, but guttation is water that comes out from inside the plant.
Is this because we watered the carrot too much?
It could be. It happens when plants push excess water and chemicals out through little openings on their leaves. It's nothing to worry about, as long as the droplets fall off.
What happens if they don't fall off?
Well, the leaves on indoor plants can get mouldy if they stay wet. But you can tell if that's happening because white spots will appear.
So plant tears are okay as long as you wipe them away?
Exactly. But it's not just tears that plants cry. Brittany's going to show us something else too.
Up, up and away!
Hey, I thought I was the pilot.
Oops. Sorry, Captain.
Let's do this together.
Up, up and away!
Where is Brittany taking us now?
The question should actually be, where is she not taking us?
What is that sound? Is it like popping popcorn or something?
It's the sound of a plant crying. And when a plant makes this sound, it means it's really upset.
But I thought the carrot was okay.
It's not the carrot. Brittany will help us find out where it's coming from.
Whoa!
Hold on tight!
We're getting closer. Is the clicking like plants sobbing?
Yep. Normal-sized human ears can't hear it. But critters like butterflies and moths, well, they can.
Take us to the crying plant, Brittany. We need to help it.
I think the clicking is coming from that corn down there.
So it is popping corn.
I suppose you're right.
But the corn is the furthest plant away from us. How do you know?
Have you ever been next to a crying baby on an aeroplane?
Yeah, it was so cute.
Not very peaceful though, right?
Not exactly.
Brittany doesn't like the sound of crying either. So she's staying as far away from the corn as she can.
Aw, poor corn.
Let's jump down to see if we can find out why the corn is sad.
Jump?
From all the way up here?
My magic compost sack doubles as a parachute. Hold on tight. You'll be right.
I'm not sure about this.
Geronimo!
Bye, Brittany.
Ugh. Oh, phew. Aha! Just as I suspected, this corn has the opposite problem to your carrot. She's thirsty.
I thought you watered the corn, Millie.
I thought you watered it.
Never mind. The corn is telling us with her cries that she needs a drink.
Uh-oh, Costa. Look at Brittany up there. She's shrinking.
See you later, Brittany. Thanks again.
The corn's shrinking too.
What's happening?
The magic compost is starting to wear off.
Is the corn going to be okay?
Oh, we're all going to be okay. I'm just going to grab the watering can. And here's that drink, my corny friend.
Now we know that plants might cry if they need a drink.
And sometimes if they've drunk too much.
They're a bit like us, really. Sometimes they make a crying sound when they're sad. And sometimes they just need to let a few tears out for relief.
Well, I'm relieved that the garden's back to its normal size.
Don't forget to keep your promise to eat all your veggies tonight. You know, my plants grow better when I talk to them.
So plants don't just make sound, they can hear it too?
Well, look, they don't have ears like us. But there've been lots of experiments done that show plants react to noises.
Can we do one of those tests?
Sure can. We need two potted plants. Any kind will do.
What about these basil plants?
Perfecto. And we want to position them in spots with similar light and shade, but at least a few metres apart.
Separate them. Got it.
Then we're going to look after them like we normally would with water and a bit of compost. But we'll talk to one plant while we care for it. Maybe we'll even sing it a song.
La, 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 la.
Beautiful. Thanks, Millie. But then we'll stay silent as we care for the other plant.
That feels a bit mean.
I don't know. My mum says she likes it when I'm quiet.
It works best if you do the experiment for a week or more. Then watch how each plant reacts.
I'll talk to my plant.
Oh, fine. I'll give mine the silent treatment.
I will not be sharing my magic compost recipe. Please do not sprinkle any compost, magic or not, on anything except soil. In fact, don't sprinkle compost anywhere without the help of a grown-up. You never know what magic might happen.
If you like the Gardening Australia Junior podcast, make sure you check out the TV show too. You'll find us on ABC iView.